Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 29, Steve Tries Rock Climbing, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, Life Optimizer, and welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 3 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. And you can listen during your commute, or while you're doing chores, or of course, while you're exercising. I'll keep this intro nice and short for today, so let's get this rolling and start optimizing your life. Steve Tries Rock Climbing, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. I went rock climbing at Atlanta Rocks and figured today would be a great day to write about it. Many of you guys are also readers of The Art of Manliness. So what's more epic than scaling a cliffside using nothing but your own 2 hands? It's an elite test of strength, a great way to build your back, biceps, and forearms, and it works your core like crazy. Moral of the story: seasoned climbers are absolutely ripped. Secondly, and this is something I never realized until I actually tried climbing, it's like puzzle solving. You need to plan your route ahead of time, think of every possible scenario, and then stick to plan A, or move on to plan B when necessary. Oh, and you have to make these decisions while hanging by your fingertips. Doesn't get much more nerd fitness than that. My climbing experience. This past Friday, I went to Atlanta Rocks, an indoor climbing gym here in Atlanta, with my friends Jordan and Chris. These 2 idiots, and I mean that in the nicest way possible, had been climbing for a few months and invited me to join them for an afternoon of awesomeness. I had only been climbing once before on a company outing, but I hope my general overall level of fitness and constant desire to not suck would get me through the adventure without looking like a complete ass. All in all, it was a great experience. I initially spent my first 30 minutes trying to climb completely with my entire upper body and attack each route with brute force. Climb, fail. After Jordan and Chris taught me to climb using my legs and my brain, I kept my body close to the wall, moving my lower body before reaching with my arms. This allowed me to conserve energy, actually plan out my routes, and get my ass up the wall far more successfully. For me, the most appealing aspect of climbing was the rating system. Each route has a particular rating based on how difficult it is. Atlanta Rocks has approximately 50 top rope stations, averaging 3 climbing routes per rope, with difficulty levels ranging from beginner, 5.4, through advanced, 5.13. I spent most of my afternoon on 5.7 routes, and one 5.8, I think, and I left the gym both exhausted and excited. The next day, my arms, back, and forearms were extremely sore. Some of those 2 finger holds were brutal, but I was just close enough to know that I could pull them off with enough practice. You ambition. Although it's a pipe dream, I'm still holding on to hope that one day I can make it onto Ninja Warrior, the greatest TV show you're not watching, a competition that requires incredible hand, arm, and back strength and endurance. I can't think of a better way to work these muscles than to constantly climb higher and more difficult routes. In the meantime, I might look into picking up a hanging board to get ready for Ninja Warrior's cliffhanger, just in case I ever make it on. Why you should give it a shot. Successfully completing a climb is one of the most satisfying feelings in the world, especially after failing numerous times. Jordan and Chris told me about routes that they failed on for weeks before finally making it all the way up. How great do you think they felt when they hit the top and could move on to the next challenge? What if you're a big guy or a big gal? Give it a shot. These climbing gyms are designed for people of all sizes and levels of fitness. Don't underestimate yourself. Even if you can't do a single pull-up, this is a great way to build up your back and arm strength until you can do one. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish when the finish line is just a few feet above you. How to get started. Want to give it a shot? For starters, search for an indoor climbing gym in your area and give them a call to get more info. You'll have to go through a belay instruction class if you're interested in learning how to tie proper knots and belay, be the guy at the other end of the rope pulling and supporting the climber. If you're completely new to climbing, I'd recommend grabbing a buddy and taking a training class together. That way, you have somebody to belay for you, and vice versa. Overall, I found the prices to be very reasonable. My afternoon for a few hours of climbing cost me $15 for the gym time, $4 for a pair of shoes, and $3 for a harness. Much cheaper than a night of drinking at a bar, and you wake up feeling way better the next day. Plus, you'll probably meet cuter girls at the climbing gym who already share your interests. Just my opinion. You just listened to the post titled Steve Tries Rock Climbing by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil again here. Well, Steve, I think you may have convinced me. I haven't tried rock climbing in the past with my huge fear of heights, but I think it might be worth a shot. Definitely not for that last reason necessarily. My wife would probably not want me checking out the girls at the gym, but I think you're right. I think it's something that I need to try and see how I do. Working past that fear would be a huge accomplishment for me. Now, Steve also included videos of himself trying rock climbing along with video from an expert. And you can see all of that in the original post, which we have linked in this episode's description or in the show's notes at oldpodcast.com. Now, while you're there, you might notice that there's a red bar along the side that says to ask a question, which means you can send in a question to me, and there's a good chance I'll answer it right here on the show. I did that last week on Friday. I answered an audio question from a listener, and tomorrow I'll be answering more. So if you want to have your question answered right here for free, come by oldpodcast.com and send in a question. It can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, anything along those lines, and it's super easy and free to do. And don't forget, if you record an audio question, you can do as many takes as you want, so it's no pressure. And if you can believe it, that wraps up 29 episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in Friday's Q&A show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.